So all of us at one time or another have been confronted with the reality that our plan for our lives might not be God's plan for our lives. I mean, certainly the apostles ran into that in today's gospel. I mean, when Jesus is announcing his impending death, that was not their plan. And certainly I personally have experienced it these last 9 months dealing with what turned out to be a not insignificant medical issue. For those of you who don't know, I had major spine surgery at the end of June, which means I need to stop for a moment and take a moment to thank the parish, you know, for all of the really many prayers and kind words and cards. I mean, it was a very personal experience, example for me of just how warm and comforting we can be as a parish. And just to give you the medical update, okay, at this point I am pain-free and really well on my way to recovery. I mean, the surgery was immediately successful. You know, Thank you again. No, I mean, the debilitating pain that I was experiencing for 6 months prior was gone when I woke up in the recovery room. But I have to be honest with you, there was nothing in my previous 65 years of life that really prepared me for kind of the physical and emotional and even spiritual stress that my back caused me. I mean, I had a plan for my life, okay? And that plan did not include back pain. Well, it turns out God had a different plan. And in the same way, there was nothing in the apostles' experience that could have prepared them for Jesus' prediction of his death at the hands of the Jewish leaders. I mean, they too had a plan for their lives, and it certainly did not involve Jesus dying on a cross, even though you and I all know that was God's plan from the very beginning. So clearly they were not prepared to hear what Jesus had to say. Well, I had a kind of a similar reaction in dealing with my back. I mean, I had always been healthy. I mean, in January of this year, I had no trouble at all keeping up with a very rambunctious 4-year-old grandson. Okay? I thought my life was moving in a certain direction. But by March, all that changed. Because by March, I was finding it very hard to get from my bedroom to the bathroom. In fact, the last mass that I served at the weekend before my surgery, I was in so much pain standing up here that during the entire offertory, I was praying that Father Brennan would choose Eucharistic prayer number 2 because it's the shortest one. Now, did God answer my prayer? No. At least not in the way that I wanted him to, because Father Brendan chose Eucharistic prayer number 3, okay, which is a much longer prayer. I mean, the reality of it was the pain was so limiting, both personally and professionally, that there were many times I came before God, and I basically said to God, God, you either need to take this pain away so I can get on with life, okay, or you need to teach me how I'm supposed to live life serving you with this pain. And God is good, because during the months leading up to my surgery, God taught me a lot of lessons. But one lesson I learned is that my life is not my own. I do not have the freedom to make of it what I will. It's a life that God has a purpose and a plan for. And if it was God's plan for me to live with that kind of pain, then I needed to accept with confidence that his grace would be there that would allow me to live that life and doing it in a way that God wanted me to do it. Now, that's where the disciples fell short in today's gospel, because they too thought they had lives of their own, and they failed to consider that God might have a different plan for their lives, a plan that would require the death of their leader. Now, last week, Father Brennan shared with the parish that the leadership of the parish felt that the time was right to begin a capital campaign that would ultimately produce a unified campus. He told us we need to raise $6.5 million. Now, I am sure that there are some of us who kind of found those words a little bit startling. And we might not quite see the plan for our lives going in that direction. But I would caution you not to be very quick in making such a determination. Because just like the apostles thought they had a plan for their lives, and God surprised them, it's like I thought I had a plan for my life, and God surprised me, we too may be surprised to learn that God has a plan for our parish, and it does involve a capital campaign. So what I would ask you to do is, for the time being, put aside sort of feelings of disbelief or uncertainty about such a campaign, and come back into the worship space after coffee and donuts, and allow a few of us to share some of the details of the why and the how and the when of what we believe God is calling our parish to. Because it's only then that all of us can then begin to prayerfully come before God and ask Him, what is His plan for our parish in the coming years?